Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Video game characters have certainly earned their place among our fictional favorites. Whether it's for being particularly relatable, a bunch of fun, or an all-out hero, there's a ton of characters that we absolutely love, and so do the devs who made them. That said, there's also video game characters who've gone a little by the wayside, or a lot by the wayside. There's a chance you won't recognize every name on this list, even if you played the games, so let's get our necromancy on and bring these guys back from the dead. I'm Jess from War Culture, and here are 9 video game characters that vanished without a trace. Number 9, Bruta, Jack and Daxter. If it's any consolation, Bruta is just one character that got sort of unceremoniously put by the sidelines as the Jack and Daxter series progressed. Antagonists of the precursor legacy, Gol and Maya, are left at the end of the game probably maybe dead, and then never mentioned again. And it's the same story for the Crocodog, Jack's fiercely loyal pet, who isn't seen again after the epilogue of Jack 2. The same fate is in store for our buddy Bruta, who we meet first in the water slums of Haven City in Daxter. Bruta ran a trinket stand and fish cannery in Haven City and even called Daxter his little orangey pal. Seems kind of brutal then that even though he gives us the location of a seal piece in his hut and agrees to transport the Rift Rider on his balloon in the Defense Stadium mission in Jack 2, that he's just full on forgotten, even though he became captain of the new Crimson Guard at the end of the game. Bruta does make an appearance in the Daxter spin-off set before Jack 2, but we still have no idea what happened to him after that game. Number 8, 2D, Banjo-Kazooie. I guess I can see a world where a character just doesn't catch up with one of their old friends again, but what about a character that's actually related to one of the main protagonists? Enter 2D, or rather, exit 2D. For the uninitiated, 2D is Banjo's sister. In the events of 1998's N64 adventure Banjo-Kazooie, she gets kidnapped by Gruntilda, who wants to steal her beauty. Basically, the day is saved and she's A-OK, but apparently completely gone from the series, even though she lives with the protagonist and he's got a picture of her in his home. In an interesting twist, this is a missing in action character that Rare are absolutely aware that they've weirdly written off. In the sequel Banjo-Tooie, if you venture into the trash can in Cloud Cuckoo Land as Kazooie, you can see a giant milk carton with 2D's picture on it that reads, "Missing, last seen in Banjo-Kazooie." She does have a cameo appearance as a spirit in Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, and she appears as a cameo in the Spiral Mountain stage, but that's about the sum of it. Number 7, Nico Bellic, and most GTA protagonists, Grand Theft Auto. Technically, Nico is referenced very casually in GTA 5, but it's a tricky reference to find, and exactly what happened to him is still unknown. Lester Crest mentions to Michael DeSanta that there was an Eastern European guy with an annoying cousin in Liberty City, but says he went quiet. Later on, if you choose Packy for a heist, he'll tell you about working with Nico, but says he doesn't know what happened to him and thinks that he's, quote, probably dead. It seems like nobody has a clue, unless you take a certain Easter egg as canon. Look, you don't actually get to see him, but we'll take the crumb. If Michael survives the game's events, you'll get access to a scene where his son Jimmy has his laptop out and is viewing a Life Invader page. That page belongs to Nico Bellic, now apparently a taxi driver living in Broca, still in contact with Mallory, Little Jacob, and Brucey Kibitz, as they liked his most recent status wishing happy birthday to Roman. Okay, so not without a trace then, and apparently confirming a canon ending for GTA 4, but still a bit of a question mark. Number 6, Magma, X-Men Legends. Magma, also known as Allison Crestmore, is a playable character in the 2004 game X-Men Legends. Now, to be fair, there are a lot of playable characters in this game, like 15 of them, but Magma is pretty damn central to the narrative. Though Allison is a mutant with the ability to control volcanic activity, she's just a teenager in the events of the game, and she gets abducted near the beginning by the Genetic Research and Security Organization. Wolverine and Cyclops save her and bring her back to the Xavier Institute. Fast forward and she's officially taken on the codename Magma and steering Earth-threatening asteroids back into space. Yay, the day is saved. Weirdly though, that's where her story ends. Despite the sequel featuring no less than 25 good guys and 21 baddies, yes I counted, Magma is nowhere to be seen. She's not even mentioned, not even a Facebook page. So harsh.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Number 5. The protagonist. Almost every racing game. Bear with me on this one. This is for the racing game fans among you. You were the rookie, the youngster, cutting your teeth, pulling ahead faster and better than anyone expected you could or would. You win championship after championship, compete at a universally renowned level, top every single race and tourney that you could humanely top. You're pretty much indisputably the best racer that anyone in this game or the whole damn world has ever seen. And then the sequel hits and nobody has heard of you. This one is especially funny when the franchise itself has recurring characters, or when the sequel takes place barely a year later. You think that just one of these diehard racing enthusiasts would have something to say about your glorious achievements. But no, doesn't matter, you didn't exist. No one will ever mention you again. Welcome to square one. Number 4. Tatanga, Super Mario Land. Another big bad that went massively missing is Super Mario Land antagonist Tatanga, or if you prefer, Tatanga the Mysterious Spaceman. Personally, I definitely prefer that. Whilst pretty threatening in his spaceship, outside it, Tatanga is just a little purple alien, but that doesn't mean he doesn't cause Mario some serious trouble. He captures Princess Daisy in Super Mario Land with the intention of marrying her, and even appears in Super Mario Land 2 in an admittedly smaller spaceship. Here he's cast in a sidekick role, helping Wario in his occupation of Mario Land. He fights Mario a couple of times and then he's a goner, unceremoniously kicked out of his spaceship on the way out. Tatanga isn't even mentioned in Nintendo Power's Mario vs. Wario comic, though he does rock up as a spirit in Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, which I guess is the unofficial consolation prize of this list. In retrospect, a smaller spaceship could have been our first warning sign. Number 3. Angela, Ratchet and Clank. Ratchet and Clank fans collectively lost their crap when they found out the newest entry, Rift Apart, was going to feature a new Lombax, but the creators never actually explained what they did with the last one. Of course, we're talking about Angela Cross, who first appeared in 2003's Ratchet and Clank 2 Going Commando for the PS2. She originally played the primary antagonist before revealing that she stole an experiment from Megacorp due to it being highly dangerous. After this point, Angela, Ratchet and Clank become a trio, teaming up to take out the true villains of the game. Sounds like she would be a pretty important character, especially given she was literally the only other Lombax, right? Well, I guess not, since Insomniac Games never included her in the series again from that point on. She does get a tiny mention in a super easy to miss radio broadcast in Ratchet and Clank Future, A Crack in Time, saying she was last seen with explorer Max Apogee. But you know, I feel like that's kind of pretty much on par with being a spirit in Smash. Number 2, Rebecca Chambers, Resident Evil. Another series notorious for just leaving characters behind forever so they can go on with other plot lines is Resident Evil. It's not necessarily a bad way to go about things. It means the series gets to introduce a lot of other interesting characters. It just doesn't always end up with time to tell you exactly where they ended up, unless you witness their death by zombie demise. Take Rebecca Chambers, for instance. Advisor for the Bioterrorism Security Assessment Alliance, Special Tactics and Rescue Service Prodigy, assigned to SARS Bravo Team, and totally missing in action. She originally appears as a supporting character to Chris Redfield in the 1996 original, and then as a total badass in the prequel Resident Evil Zero, where she's one of the two protagonists. In The Umbrella Chronicles, she's paired with Richard Aiken, and then things get a little fuzzy. An Easter egg found by searching Wesker's desk no less than 50 freaking times reveals a picture of Rebecca in a basketball outfit, leading some to surmise that she must have survived the events of Resi 2. Whether there's a bit of a suspicious relationship going on there or not is the clue that launched 1,000 conspiracy theory ships, but theories are really all we have to go on. I mean, Wesker did shoot her, but she was wearing a flak vest. Tricky. You think witnesses of Umbrella's nefarious schemes would get taken out pretty quickly, especially considering Nemesis was sent to take out the members of STARS. In the official canon archive book, the status of each STARS member is listed, and though she's marked alive as of Resi 2, this is revised to deceased as of Resi 3. There are no more details as to how or when she died, but if you want the Capcom official answer, that's all we've got for you. Number 1. Barney Calhoun, Half-Life. Putting Half-Life on any list that references games or characters or things that have gone missing seems a little on the nose, but we're gonna go ahead and do it anyway. Barney Calhoun was a security guard at Black Mesa and one of the main characters of the series, particularly once he makes the shift from generic security guard to full-on key resistance leader, from Half-Life Blue Shift through to Half-Life 2 Episode 1. He's encountered late in Half-Life 2 Episode 1, where he once again gives Gordon a crowbar, sets off to collect citizens, and then returns to wait for Gordon and Alex in the parking lot by the train station. The last you'll hear from him is him saying, "See you when I see you," as the primary pair opt to take the next escape train to give Barney and the citizens some extra time to get away. It turns out he would not see us when he sees us, as the dude isn't seen or referenced at all in Half-Life 2 Episode 2. We assume he's alive since he got out of City 17 first, but all we can do is assume. That said, when returning to White Forest after the Strider battle, Barney can be heard saying, "Good job, Gordon," though he isn't among the rebels cheering around you. Despite the fact that the subtitle appears in Barney's signature green.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Writer Mark Laidlaw since said, "This was just an accident." So that sucks, but I'm sure all will be revealed in Half-Life 3, which should be out any day now.